I was behind the scenes doing the work. So I don't forget those steps that it took for me to get here. So I make sure that I stay true to that verse.
Here we are, back again. And guys, this will be my first podcast episode that I'm doing in English. So I'm very much excited. And if you're just listening on the podcast, whatever platform you're listening to, you also can see me now on YouTube because I'm also uploading it there. So I'm kind of excited. A lot of things to talk about, and I need to see how I do that in just like 12 to 20 minutes. This is actually the plan for today's episode. So I'm just, will do it more specific, not just all over what's going on. Right now, where you see the setup, I'm sitting in my hotel room in Phoenix. And this is kind of weird because I was actually just in Las Vegas. So, two things at the same time, me being a flight attendant, me being an MBA journalist, just to make the most out of my time. So I flew in like Monday to Phoenix to be there as a flight attendant, and then we had some days off, so I took a rental car driving to Vegas to the Summer League. And guys, I was just covering 2 days, but these 2 days were packed, and I was blessed because I saw so many of these young rookies just performing on a high level and got, you know, just some impressions to see what we actually have out there for next season. So I took the rental car in the morning. No, I actually got it like right after the flight, but then I just took some hours of sleep and then I took off, you know, early in the morning, I think like 6. No, even no, it was early, it was like 5:30. And this was great because, guys, I had the opportunity. So this was actually how everything started. Like, this was a big blessing. I was asked from the Brooklyn Nets media team. They're doing like a documentary about Dennis Schröder. And so I got asked like to talk on that. So this was crazy. So I had to rush to be on time at the appointment we made in the Wynn Hotel. So I was like really like driving 4 hours 45 non-stop, not taking any break, and I made it on time, just right, like exactly on time. And yeah, so this was already like a big blessing to be able to talk about one of the greatest German players we have there right now and in the NBA. And also when it comes to, you know, talking about the German national team. So this was a big blessing. So after that, I just picked up my credentials and went right to the Thomas Mark Arena, where the Summer League, you know, was hosted. And oh my God, like 2 courts in one building, and you have to decide on which game you want to watch first, because they're just at the same time. I was watching, just, it was cool because you just, you know, talk to one of the guys who's at the team with the Brooklyn Nets and just talk about what's coming up next, you know, for Dennis. And then watching the Brooklyn Nets, how the young guys are performing. So this was really cool. And also what is coming up next, guys, I talk already about that. I will, like, I hope I get it done like the next 2 weeks, hopefully. We'll see, maybe it takes a little longer, but 100% before the season starts, I had the chance to talk to Jermaine Buckner. Some of you maybe know him. He is like the, you know, legend in Trier because his jersey even is retired there. He played there for so many years and became assistant coach, then head coach. And then after that, he was like hired by the Boston Celtics. This was cool. So we got to know there while I was covering the last season, you know, and then it's like, oh, you know, this is Jermaine Buckner, and this was crazy. So I actually interviewed him before game 4 while the finals were on in Dallas. And that moment, I didn't know what's coming up next for him. So he's actually now one of the assistant coaches with the Charlotte Hornets. So after that game, I went to, you know, to see the Charlotte Hornets and to see how he's doing now in his new position. And this was great because this would be such a nice follow-up on my story on the interview that I did, and I will publish that soon. I will let you know, and you need to read that. It's such an impressive journey of his, like the journey that he took. It's so inspiring. He also played, he's actually Canadian, he played also for the Canadian national team, and where he's like right now in this position to be assistant coach from the Charlotte Hornets. It's just so cool. But you can read all the details about that when I publish the interview. And so, but of course for me, like, to see the Knicks, to see Orlando Magic, we again like have, with the first round pick, we have Tristan with the Orlando Magic as in the next German, you know, guy in the NBA. And then also the Knicks have now Ariel, who is also, like, even though he was second round pick, he was just doing amazing these days when I was there. So I saw actually two games of his with the Knicks. I really do hope he gets a chance to get some minutes in the NBA, even though he was a second round pick. But of course also Tristan, it's so cool to see right now how Oscar's getting his chance to play for the German national team, and now his younger brother Tristan is getting drafted, playing with the Orlando Magic. Three Germans now in Orlando. This is so insane. And I had a chance to talk to both of them. Just so great, guys. And I'm so excited, and I definitely will cover next season some games of them, because, you know, it just makes me so happy to see that we at the end have like 8 German players in the NBA. I mean, how crazy is that? Makes me so, you know, kind of hoping that NBA is basketball overall in Germany is just growing. First day I didn't saw Tristan, I just saw Ariel. And then the second day was actually the first time when I saw Tristan. Also the next game from the Knicks. And also seeing the Lakers playing, which I was so excited about, because you know what's all going on out there with the talking about Bronny. And I'm kind of on the side that I think you should not forget that it's not even a year ago this guy had a heart attack, like his heart wasn't beating for some seconds. And still to recover from that, and still, I think that's also, you know, when it comes to the mental part, so hard to trust your heart again, your body again, actually, that when you go all in, like, is my heart, like, functioning now properly? I think there's still, like, so much fear that is going on in your head. And to kind of let go of that, then come back and to be in the condition to be, you know, 30 minutes on the court. And this just takes some time to be back in shape and all that. So, and I also think this is so hard, like when it comes to the mental part, by just all the talking and people just want to see you. You have these two sides. Yeah, the one side wants to see you fail and the other side just wants to see you go off like crazy. And then everyone is just reporting about whatever you do. And I don't know, I feel sorry. Like, I think this is so tough, like, to deal with that. And for me, I think it's kind of for sure that you just can't get out there and just to be like crazy good. Find your spot, try things out. And I have to say, I'm honest, I'm also a little bit confused that we never like really seen serving the ball, that he never really tries to play point guard. But the few moments that we saw, he just, you know, got stripped the ball just way too quickly. I don't know, but many say that he maybe needs to work more on his ball handling. Somehow I can't really like believe that this guy shouldn't have like proper handles. Maybe it's also about in that moment still being too excited about being too nervous about what's going on. So definitely I think we should be a little bit more patient with him. And I was excited to see that game, and I was And it's so funny because some of my media friends were sitting next to me, and I called it. I said, like, I think Bronny's going to have a breakout game and the Lakers will win. And it's just what happened. I was like, but I have to say, also, I also called, like, he will do like 3 threes. He just did like 2, but he scored the 12 points, so I'm happy with that. And yeah, it was just crazy to see, because when you think of how much media was around with the other prospects and how crazy it is when Bronny is just out there, there's again already so much more media. And yeah, this is, I understand what people are maybe like also upset, because they see like, why does he get so much more attention even though he's not as a great basketball player as the other ones? But also, like, I don't understand why people hating on that. It's just, of course, you know, there's so much that LeBron brings with, like, people knowing already LeBron's, Bronny's life for since he's a little baby. Of course, when you know a player, like, so well since he's a little baby, you feel so much more connected about it and want to see how he does. And so it totally makes sense why there is so much more attention. And I don't even know, like, I for real, like, if that is so cool, because it just brings so much more stress and pressure that you actually have to perform. So yeah, but as at the end, like, the whole event is just so nice, because you get to see so many people you already know, you have the chance to get to know so many other people. It's just so much about, you know, making connections, seeing the young guys, being more easy on what you come out with what you want to write about. And so definitely I won't miss the next year's Summer League. So I was kind of upset that I wasn't already there like last year's, but there we go, my first Summer League in the books. And also, I have to say, I totally forgot to point that out, Tristan da Silva, man, this boy can shoot, and the way how he's moving on the court, oh my god, I think he definitely has a chance, and we need to make that case to see, like, Rookie of the Year. I just call that just out there, like, right now, I go with Tristan. If he's developing the way what you actually see, what he brings out on the court, yeah, we need to talk about that for sure. And yeah, oh, also, Connect. I really like this guy. Unfortunately, I couldn't see him play because he rested that game. I mean, he showed already off what he's capable of. So unfortunately, I didn't saw him playing. But the cool thing was I had great seats, so I was like very close to the bench from the Lakers. And just to see how the connection was between him and Bronny. And yeah, I definitely think when we look now towards the Lakers, to see what they're actually capable of to bring in for next season, it's a lot about, you know, think of how Rui and Austin Reeves like ended their season before the year, like the last season. There was so much potential that we were thinking of, okay, when they even have like a, you know, breakout year and they will grow in their role and all that. So we didn't really saw that happening last season. So I still kind of hope that this is the upcoming season. And then we have a healthy AD, we have a healthy LeBron. Thinking of how many injuries the Lakers also had to carry, and when this is all, you know, everyone is kind of, I mean, this is always the case, you know, that you ask yourself, oh, when everyone's healthy, what is the team actually capable of? And yes, mostly this is not what is happening, but maybe if there are, it would be interesting to see what the Lakers still are capable of then. Because when free, when Connect can be right away an impact on the team and bring his three-point shooting, I don't know. I don't know why we always kind of hoping that the Lakers are doing well. I think it's just so important for the whole history of NBA, the way how we talk, how it's just fun to be around at a Lakers game and to see them be competitive. I don't know, even though I'm not the biggest Lakers fan, it's just somehow I want to see them do well. And yeah, and I'm very excited for you guys if we see Bronny at the first Lakers home game when the season kicks off. I'm so excited about that. Because everyone's like, oh yeah, he's a G League player. Yeah, I definitely see that, but I know also how everyone wants to see that happening somehow. Oh, I didn't finish that. Yeah, for sure. So I drove all the way with the car to Phoenix. To Las Vegas. Was the 2 days at the Summer League. And then yesterday, at day two, after the Lakers game, I was going back on the road. Drove again 4 hours, 45, nonstop. And I arrived like 2:30 at my hotel here in Phoenix. And now this is the sad story with all that, because in 2 days is the All-Star game from the WNBA, just like 500 meters is the arena, like located from this hotel. And I can't be there because I have to fly back on duty as a flight attendant. Oh my God, I'm so sad. But yeah, that's how it is. But the funny part is like when I'm downstairs, you know, in the lobby, like you see there. So I don't know if like, with some of the girls, I'm not that much into it to know if they're on a roster or not. But it kind of looks like that some of the players are in this hotel. But I got told by a friend that also like all the coaches and stuff around the league are in this hotel. So it's kind of funny to kind of see what's going on. But then unfortunately you have to leave in like 3 hours. So yeah, so this was up the last 3 days, and this was wild again, like one of my trips where I just feel like, oh my God, my life is so weird, and I love it because this is just so much me that I can't do like plans for what's coming up in the month, because it's always just popping up something, some opportunities that you couldn't think of, and then I just make a crazy plan and it's like, okay, let's do this and let's try to combine it like that, and I'm ending up flying to Phoenix and then going with the car to Vegas. And for what's up next, I'm actually flying to Scotland. I'm on vacation there, even though it's not really a vacation. I will tell you about that, what's going on there, in the next episode, and I think it will be then out of Scotland. So yeah, I would say this was a wrap. It's my first episode in English and I have no clue how this sounds like afterwards. Normally I wouldn't like listen to my podcast what was going on, but maybe this time. So I'm sorry to all my friends out of the States if something is like totally wrong what I said and like grammars or whatever. So forgive me, I try my best, and the next episode will be then in German. And I would say, I wish you a beautiful day.